Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Sunday, the 22nd of February 2024. Today's topic is The Wise and Foolish Virgins. Our text today is taken from Matthew chapter 25 verses 1 through 13. Verse 1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps, and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps, and took no oil with them. Verse 4. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Verse 7. Then all those virgins arose, and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. Verse 10. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage. And the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Verse 13. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Key verse. Matthew chapter 25 verse 2. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. The story of the wise and foolish virgins teaches us the importance of getting ready for Christ's second coming. His coming, as the Bible records, will be like a thief in the night, and that is why you need to be prepared at all times. The 5 foolish virgins did not take enough oil in their lamps. While they were waiting for the bridegroom, their lamps began to go dim. They were forced to go a-begging. When they failed to get, they had to hurriedly go out of the venue to look for oil. While they went, the bridegroom came and took the other 5 wise virgins in for the wedding banquet. It is often said that he who fails to plan, plans to fail. The foolish virgins did not make adequate preparation for their journey, and they missed the blessing. Learn from this and always make preparation for the coming of the Lord by watching, praying, and living a holy life. Christ can come any moment from now. The question is, are you ready? Write 3 important things you must do daily to get you prepared for the rapture. Prayer for today. Make me ready, O Lord, for your second coming. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Further reading, Matthew chapter 24 verses 36 through 42. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app. Or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.